The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are you single? Do you think that bars and online dating are not where it's at? What if you could go out and spend time with like-minded people, relaxing and having a great time? That's when you are at your best and most attractive. Welcome to The Single Show, presented by Events and Adventures. We'll give you the tips and tools that you need to create real relationships with other people. It's time to move to the next level in your life. Now, here is your host, Mark Owen, and co-host Sherry Natras.
Welcome back to The Single Show with Mark Owen and me, Sherry Natras. And today, we have a very exciting guest and fun. His name is Jeff Rawls, and he's the owner of Jesters, a comedy improv club here. And he's also a teacher, and what he teaches is very interesting. We're so looking forward to him coming and being our guest on today's episode 6, What Singles See. So, by way of review, Mark, how was this last week, and what was going on at Events and Adventures?
Oh, it was amazing. We just had the best time. For the first time, I went out and I played soccer golf.
How do you even do that?
Golf with a soccer ball. How easy can that be, right? It should be a lot easier. Well, it's not easy. It's harder than you think, but it's a lot of fun.
And it sounds fun.
At Events and Adventures, we're always trying to find the new things that haven't been done. And that was kind of a cool one this week.
Well, I think I could hit that ball. You know, I have a little bit of a harder time with the small golf ball, but I think I could hit the soccer ball. That actually sounds fun.
Oh, yeah. And you know, one of my favorite things to do with golf right now is Topgolf.
What's that?
They should be a sponsor of ours.
Oh, what is that?
Well, it's like golf at a range, but they have big targets.
Oh, nice.
And so when you hit it, it's like a video game. Lights up, all that kind of stuff. You can have a beer. You can have some onion rings or whatever. It's a lot of fun. It's great. It's a great place to take a group of people and just kind of hang out together. And, you know, the good golfers, you know, golf, and everybody else is kind of hanging out and watching the show. So it's really fun. And, you know when you're golfing with a bunch of people, you end up not knowing that everybody else is doing, right? If you're doing a tournament, you have no clue what's going on with everybody else. But in this one, you can. You get to see everybody, so.
Oh, that's fun. It's kind of like golf and mingle, right?
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't have to be so quiet, right, when everybody, you know, gets ready to strike. That's great.
That's right.
Okay, so today we are talking about what singles hear. And you've been around now for coming up on 28 years, September 8th, is that right? With Events and Adventures, and you founded it back then. And what are some of the things, out of curiosity, this is totally off our script, but what are some of the things that are different about what singles are saying today versus what they talked about back then? I'm just kind of curious.
There was no internet when I started, so the methods of communication are completely different than
they
are.
Wow, huh?
But I really feel like the closer you can get to natural communication, it's like natural food. It's just better, and you feel better when you're using it. So, you know, staying away from the internet and texting and that kind of stuff, and having, you know, face-to-face communication with people is always better. And, you know, I have my background, for people that don't know, is in music. I'm a violinist and a conductor, and I spent a lot of time around music and musicians. And one of the things about the human voice is that obviously some people have better voices than others, right? But you can always improve your voice.
Sure, yeah.
You can
take voice lessons. My sons did that, and the two that took voice lessons, Carson and David, actually made state. And they made a tremendous change in their voice from before they took those lessons with Diana Noble, who was awesome, and then how they ended up at the end. It was just dramatic. It was wonderful to see that voice potential turn into something really wonderful.
Yeah, well, and how as a single person, how do you put that into work in your dating life? I know that there are little exercises you can get off the internet, and maybe we'll put one on the site, but if you just look up voice warm-ups, vocal warm-ups. You find one that you like. And if you're on your way to a date, you can do those warm-ups. That sounds really stupid, but a woman's voice is like an elixir to a man. A pretty voice.
Really?
Just, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Guys, we love a pretty voice. And for women, women like a man.
I was
going to
say, it's not that much different, probably. Us women really like a guy who's got a great voice. It can be very soothing. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, like if you sound like Gilbert Gottfried, that's going to be a problem, right?
I mean, tell him who Gilbert Gottfried is.
A lot of people know him. He's a little short guy, the loud mouth. He was the bird on Aladdin. It's so obnoxious, but...
they captured a really great obnoxious voice for that bird, I'll tell you
what.
Oh, yeah,
he's obnoxious. But how that's important is I've seen that the difference between romantic and sexual harassment a lot of times is a difference in not what was said, but the voice intonation of the person saying it and whether they had access to the person. And, you know, whether they had an okay to kind of have that kind of conversation with somebody. But I've seen people blow right by access if they say it right. You know, you can tell somebody almost anything if you're smiling and if you sound and say it positively. So
That's very interesting. You know, we were looking at some interesting facts. One of the facts was, and it kind of jumping ahead a little bit, but I do that sometimes, is that the Harvard Business Review said the most important fact in making an executive promotable, and they rank it more important than ambition and education, is the ability to communicate. And so how does that translate into the world of singles?
Well, I mean... Today, you know, the facts and all that kind of stuff, computers do all that for us. So really, value in our society more and more is all about communication and creativity. Those are things that are valued. And they're valued in relationships, too. But it's more important than that. You know, a lot of people, let's say when a guy's first meeting a woman, they go into what I call the wimp loop.
What's the wimp loop?
The wimp loop. Instead of talking to the woman, they think about all the things that they could be saying, and then pretty soon they just miss the moment, and the woman's gone off and done something else or whatever. The sooner you talk and the more confident you feel and the more confident you express yourself, the more attractive that is to a woman. Women don't like men that don't project strength and character.
Well, and that fits perfectly with what the relationship counselor last week, Bob Staun, had to say about we can attract to the level that we're healthy, and maybe that what you're talking about, that confidence and stepping up and being assertive in communication and speaking with that confidence maybe gives that feeling of health, you know?
Yeah, no, I think that's true. Later, when we're talking to Jeff, we're going to talk a lot about laughter. And I think, you know, being able to laugh at yourself, being able to laugh with somebody is very important. And that sound of a laugh in your voice, right? It sounds like you're positive and things are going well for you. If you sound like Eeyore all the time, nobody's going to date you. and you can say the most exciting, sensual thing to a woman. And if you say it like Eeyore, it's just not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. So if you haven't watched Eeyore for a while, maybe you have a niece or a nephew or a grandchild or a child, bring them together and watch some Winnie the Pooh and just see how boring and dreary and sad he is all the time. And it doesn't win any points. You're totally right about that.
Yeah. Well, and the thing that makes his voice do that is his voice drops at the end of the sentence. It's metronomic. It goes blah, 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 blah. Like that. That's what it is. So you don't want your voice to sound like that. You want your voice to go up and down and faster and slower. You want to sound more excited and then calm down. Just like a piece of music, you're going to be more interesting to someone else. And they're going to be more, their brain, just as a matter of course, is going to hear more different things. And so it's going to pay attention to you more.
You know, that's true, because if it's like a metronome like that, it does kind of put you in a trance and you kind of zone out, tune out, whatever. But I like the comment that you had to say about laughter, and I just wanted to show you this since we do have a comedian coming. This book, it was the Reader's Digest Laughter, The Best Medicine, and it'll make me get teary. I didn't even know I was going to do that. But this book was given to my husband when he had gone through heart surgery, and it was given by my daughter. And she said, I so hope this somehow can help you and help you to know how much I love you and appreciate all you've done for me. Laughter is good medicine. You were talking before the show. Sorry about that, everybody. But it really was good medicine. We sat and read these jokes together, and it really was great medicine for him to heal.
Yeah, which is like, was it Patch Adams, right? The movie with Robin Williams in it, where he was actually, they actually discovered that you can not cure diseases necessarily, but you can get much more healthy because your laugh and your smile actually exudes endorphins and creates a positive energy to you. Even smiling, when you smile, it actually sets off things in your brain that actually make you a little happier. So, you know, practice that, right?
It really does. In fact, what's great is it does create good endorphins, and the Mayo Clinic said this, and it was kind of fun. The Mayo Clinic said that it's a great form of stress relief. The short-term effects are that it enhances your intake of oxygen, and it stimulates your heart, your lungs, and your muscles, and it soothes tension by aiding in circulation and muscle relaxation. And then the long-term effect says that that contrast, the Mayo Clinic then in this report contrasts the negative thoughts and the negative words and what they create, and it said that those can bring more stress into your body and actually lower your immunity. And positive thoughts actually release those neuropeptides and other neurotransmitters. They help you fight stress, aid in pain relief, and it helps you to have personal satisfaction and cope with difficult situations. So not only does it help you connect with other people and it lifts your mood, but it also has these other health benefits that I think can lead right to more ongoing good feelings. So you can get in that cycle of positivity instead of spiraling down in that cycle of negativity. And, you know, one of the big reasons why Mark and I are doing this show, it's the big reason why he started his company, is that we have a lot of compassion, but also excitement to share things with the world of single people that helped us when we were single to find happy marriages that we now have had. I've been happily married now for 22 years, and you've been with Andrea how long?
24.
Married 24 years.
I'm just barely ahead of you.
No, that's great. But so the great news is that the hope we want to give in all of this is that what is the definition of insanity? It's doing the same thing and hoping to get different results.
Yeah.
But in this particular case, we're hoping to give you new things to try, other things that maybe you haven't thought of before that can change the way things are working out in your life so that you can attract the person that you're attracted to.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, when we're talking about the sound of the voice, when we're something that really affects that, I think, is being in the moment and paying attention to the person. You know, there's a lot of studies that show that we're actually thinking way faster than we're listening to people. So when we're listening to them, we're thinking all these other things. And if you're thinking about what happened at school or at work or wherever you're at while this other person's talking, or while you're talking, have you ever done that where you're saying something and you're thinking about something completely different
and you're trying to get ready for the next word you're gonna say?
You're even boring yourself, right? So you want to pay attention, because we nowadays with texting everything, we kind of put things in kind of auto mode, and you want to try to avoid that and just try to make sure you're in the moment. But
well, thank you. I agree with all of that. It's always so fun to do these shows because I always learn stuff from Mark, and it's actually a lot of fun. He's been around the world of singles for quite a long time now, and there's a lot of wisdom for us to gain from him. Well, right now we're going to take a break, and we'll be back in just a moment with more at The Singles Show.
What's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
The power of attraction is your birthright. It will guide you to choose the colors, textures, and styles that are right for you. We invite you to visually communicate who you are. When how you look outside resonates with what is inside you, something powerful happens. As a single, it can help you be attractive to the right person. It isn't only for the few. It is available to you at balancedattraction.com.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between, discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
You are listening to The Single Show, presented by Events and Adventures. For more information about Events and Adventures, simply visit our website at eventsandadventures.com and find out everything that we have to offer. Now, back to The Single Show.
Welcome back to segment two of The Single Show, What Singles Hear. And we were just talking about how important it is to have authentic conversation, real conversation. It's kind of like eating real food. It's just kind of healthier for a brand new relationship, right?
Yeah. I was thinking about a situation I had a long time ago with a couple members. And one of the members, he just had a really hard time talking to women, and he tended to rub them the wrong way a little bit. You know, he was a pretty good guy, not really attractive. But we were talking about it, and, you know, at first I told him, I said, there's this other guy, you know, we'll go Bob and Doug, like Bob and Doug McKenzie. I told Bob, and I said, listen to Doug, watch what he does, because he's really good with women, he's very comfortable in his own skin, and just listen to the way he talks, and try to mirror the way he's sounding, and the kind of things he's saying, that kind of stuff. Well, I went and did that, and he really ticked the woman off.
And what happened?
I said, okay, play it back. He actually grabbed me, and he says, I want to talk to you. I'm like, okay, I go outside, I'm talking to him. And he goes, here's what happened. He goes, I said the exact same thing that Bob did, and she was so offended. And I said, what was it? Well, and it was a very flirty comment, very kind of forward comment. And I said, well, yeah, that's not going to work. It's not going to work because you didn't have the access to her yet, right? Bob already knew this woman. He already had these conversations with her, and so he felt comfortable doing that. Plus, he was better looking, and he had perfect delivery, and he had the right timing on it. So you put all those things together, you know, Doug didn't have any of those. He hadn't worked on any of that. And so it came off very stilted and kind of creepy, kind of creepish, right, to the girl.
So we have to be careful with our communication. We have to make sure that we have the access, right? And so,
yeah, but it's not only access; it's how you say it. And so, a lot of people are like, "How do you practice this?" You practice it by in your normal life. If you're a guy, when you see a woman, you don't look at her boobs, and you look her in the eyes, and you say hi, and you practice smiling and saying hi to every stranger you meet, and you use all these people you're meeting in your day as practice to get your smile right, to get your presentation right, and that way when you do have the right moment, it'll come naturally to you. And so that's
really good advice.
Use all the other people in your life that you're around.
So that's really great advice, Mark, because if we think that we're going to save up all the good stuff for that special moment, and then that special moment comes and we're not ready, then we've missed our chance. So
yeah, well, it's not really that different from your normal conversation. It's a different hat. You may not be comfortable with it, but you can practice the communication skills, and then you're just putting some little different words in. So
I love that. Well, in preparation for this episode, I went to the dictionary to look up the word communication. You know how weird I am. I have to do stuff like
that. That's fine.
But anyway, it says it's the exchange of information between people by means of speaking, writing, or using a common system of signs or behaviors. Now, what's interesting is then it broke it into a couple of other areas. And what hit me was that it's almost like a succession to build rapport and to establish that trust. And so the next thing said that it could be a communique, which is something that comes as a formal announcement, sometimes from the government, through the media, or something like that. You don't need what you're saying with another person to come off as a communique. It doesn't need to be that official, right? But it could be an announcement or a statement or a letter and an email or a phone call or a text. So my question for you, Mark, is, ask the expert here, Mark, What is the best way to talk to someone first? Their very first level of communication should be what?
Well, just saying hi and saying something, right? Just want to make sure you say something and don't get stuck on stupid. Just do it and trust your brain. Your brain's going to spit the good things out for you.
Well, and I think you're so right about that. And it's having your brain in that good place, because that other statistic we got was that it's 57% of communication. Oh, here it is. 55% of the message's meaning comes from our facial expressions, and then 38 from how the message was said, and then only 7% from the words that are used. So, yeah, I love that. That's really good. So then the next step. So the first one is figure out what you're going to say. Hi's a good thing. He's already given you form, you know, how to know. Just review that for somebody who didn't see a previous episode, just real fast.
You talk about your family, your occupation, recreation, and then membership if you're a member of Events and Adventures or something meaningful. But those are the kinds of questions you ask, and you can just use those as kind of a guideline. But, you know, those numbers say, you know, as guys especially, we're working on 7% of it.
Because you're always thinking about the word.
Yeah, instead of worrying about what you're going to say, square your shoulders up, take a breath, smile, and anything you say is going to be better.
You know, that's so true, because like when we had Bob Stahn, our relationships counselor, last week, he talked about how to the degree of health that we are, we can attract another person. If we're very healthy, we can attract all of the people up to our level of health. Well, he also said that the level of happiness that we seem to exude, or that we naturally find ourselves at when no one's talking to us, when we're just sitting at rest, you know, that level of happiness is going to sort of be a natural intuitive indicator of our level of health. And so so that's very interesting.
Yeah, I think people want to be around people that are the same, as happy as them, right? If you're in a really good place, you don't want to be around somebody that's just a downer all the time.
That's right.
So, and you know, when you're down, you'd like to have somebody to pick you up. So
it's and hopefully it's temporary, right? It's hopefully it's not like you're in the common state of where you live.
Yeah, and everybody will help you a little bit.
Yeah.
But they're not going to stay there forever. You know, you cry alone.
I've heard that called emotional welfare, and people don't want you to be on the dole. Yeah. You know, they want you to actually be in charge of your own emotional welfare rather than be on emotional welfare taxing them.
Yeah. Well, in every relationship, there's like a scale, and you need to have positive to go with any negative. And if there's just too much negative, they're going to leave. So, you know, whether that's a marriage or a business relationship, or a dating relationship, you have to make sure you're putting in the positive that goes with the negative.
I like that. That's a very good visual. But then just to finish, to the point of rapport, the next one is, how do we speak? And it says it's an act of communication that could take place either speaking, it could be writing, it could be a sign language or a gesture, or it could be even song.
And I'm not singing. Just look at me like I'm supposed to sing. I am not singing. I'm a violinist. I'm not a good singer.
So. But just for the record, you men out there who do have good singing voices, it melts the hearts of women. Women love it when men sing to them. Just so you know.
Sure.
You sing to Andrea.
Sure. No. No, but I try to sound sexy. I try to make my voice sound good for her. So.
Well, maybe then, kind of like what you said before, we need to make sure our voices aren't monotone and that we're interesting, at least, even if you're not going to sing for her.
Oh, so, you know what? I'll give you a quick thing.
Honey, he's been drinking it.
Yeah, because my voice is actually, I've got a bit of a cold, and my voice is actually not good today.
But it works,
It's an old singer's trick, and you put a spoonful of honey and it's all by itself. Put it in your throat, and it's going to make you sound better. So,
but that's
pretty
awesome.
Quick here. It's almost time for...
Right. I want to wrap this up. So the next two, just really fast, is, so if you are effective with your first hello and you've figured out a way that that person likes to communicate with you, and I would just like to say, in a new relationship, it's always really good to find out, how does that person like to communicate? And I would go with Mark fully on communicate in person or some natural form rather than just email or text, because it's so important. And you can hear the smile if you're talking on the phone. So make sure you smile. Make sure that happiness is in your voice, even if you're remote. But if you do those things, then the next step is rapport. And so if you've got that exchange of communication going on And then you have a rapport, which means you have a mutual trust, and that person is trusting you and you are trusting them. It's important. It's kind of like we've talked before about, it's kind of like busting a coal, putting that spark and creating a flame. You do need to be a little careful there. And you were talking with me yesterday about some of the things that can sabotage that. You were talking about how the wrong choice of words or sarcasm, et cetera.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Ghetto. What was that?
Yeah. I said, you don't want to talk ghetto if you want to meet someone that has class. And, you know, black people actually do that, you know. I've got black friends, they'll talk really ghetto when they're around people that are, you know, kind of more ghetto-y and they're friends that way.
Yeah.
And yet when they go to work, all of a sudden they lose all that accent. Well, that's the same thing when you're dating. You don't want to sound really crude. You don't want to be dropping F-bombs all over the place. And even if other people are, if you're not, you show a little more class. So
I agree with
More class is better. People don't date to date somebody of a lower class. They look for somebody, they want to improve, and everybody wants to marry up. So.
Well, and don't you like to be with people who bring out the best in you? And if you can say, you know what, I really like myself best when I'm with that person. I like who I'm being. I think that's always a good thing.
So next.
Jeff
Rawls.
Our exciting guest. And so we'll be right back in just a few minutes and we'll introduce to you the owner of Jesters, Jeff Rawls, and he's going to teach us a lot about laughter and about why humor is important in relationships. We'll be right back.
What's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
The power of attraction is your birthright. It will guide you to choose the colors, textures, and styles that are right for you. We invite you to visually communicate who you are. When how you look outside resonates with what is inside you, something powerful happens. As a single, it can help you be attractive to the right person. It isn't only for the few. It is available to you at balancedattraction.com.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
You are listening to The Single Show, presented by Events and Adventures. For more information about Events and Adventures, simply visit our website at eventsandadventures.com and find out everything that we have to offer. Now, back to The Single Show.
Welcome back to segment 3 of The Single Show, What Singles Hear. This is an episode where we will be introducing Jeff Rawls, who owns Jesters. He's also an actor. He teaches corporate team building and confidence building exercises and lessons. And he also teaches those to the public. And we are so excited to have you with us today, Jeff. We're
Thank
so
you.
Grateful that you made time to come and join us at The Singles Show. We know that you've got a lot of important information for singles to hear and information that they can use as they're meeting another person. So, but before we get started, will you please give Mark and I and our audience a little bit of information about your history, how you got from where you were and to where you are today?
Well, I've been an actor since high school, started doing stage productions just in high school, loved it. And then in 95, I went and saw an improv comedy show with the Oxymorons. Right here in Scottsdale, Arizona. And I was on a double date. Very next weekend, I ended up bringing 36 of my closest friends. They had to see this style of entertainment. They had to see this type of show. And fell in love with it. Fell in love with improvisation right there on the spot. And then I quit my job at the bank And
just like that,
you gave up all my insurance and all the benefits and everything to go and work for the Oxymorons and working for pennies on the dollar. I mean, it was starving
exposure.
Student, yeah. But I loved it that much. I was very passionate about it. And then in 2000, the owner of Star Theater passed away, and I was working under him as assistant producer. And it was at that time that I was dating and actually engaged to my wife. And we were on our honeymoon when we decided, hey, let's keep this going. And that was 13 and a half years ago. So,
wow.
But improvisation is my life. I'm very passionate about the principles, about the teachings, about the fundamentals of what improvisation offers for the stage and production. That also carry over into our lives and into our personal, both personal and professional lives.
So one of the reasons that we invited Jeff on is because, you know, I believe that when you're meeting people and stuff, it's not scripted. It's more of an improvisation.
Oh, that's
right?
True, isn't
you're,
it?
You're always,
so
you know, no, there's
can you imagine? Listen, would you mind reading that? This makes me feel more comfortable.
You know what? There are people out there. There are guys that do that, right? There are people on the internet. They're going to tell you exactly the words
they have
to
it
say.
All memorized, right?
And they're almost all full of it. They really are. It's all about, I think it's like improvisation because the important thing is to say it, to just start and be willing to laugh at yourself. And I think that's the key.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about that?
Well, I think that, you talk about scripted, you talk about, specific lines or something like that. And there are certain guys who actually have, like, I've got my pickup lines and I know that this works. And unfortunately, every female is different. You know, you're not going to get different results with every single person. But to just be yourself and, who needs, you don't need a pickup line. If that thought comes to you, if an idea, hey, I want to walk up to her and I want to say what's on my mind, then I'm going to say what's on my mind. And in fact, I have one story of a girl that I dated years and years ago. I just walked up behind her and just kind of nudged her with my knee on her backside and I whispered in her ear, I need your butt. It was, she turned around like, what? I said, no, it's like, sorry, I accidentally, but that was what, that was what came to my mind.
Don't try this at all.
It's just what came to my mind, and it was a play on words and it caught her laughing and began a very long relationship and never married her or anything, but that's not how I met my wife, but it was something that happened. It wasn't scripted. It wasn't prepared. It wasn't anything that I had planned. It just happened. And the very natural results were I was just being myself, my funny self, and just it just
and because you were authentic, it worked.
Right.
And I think that's the point that you're making is that when it's authentic and it's genuine, it's got a lot better chance of working than if it's scripted and it's just planned out hoping that can work.
You know, and there's three things that you get at the beginning of a relationship that are much more difficult later in the relationship. And those things are, playfulness, mystery, mm-hmm. and surprise.
Yeah.
And flirtiness. You know, those things, if you've married a long time, it's tough for me to surprise my wife at this point, right? I try to be playful and stuff, but you get used to the way somebody is.
Right. Right.
But that's just a huge benefit at the beginning of your relationship. And, if you're doing it online, it's just really hard to do. It's so much better to do it face to face.
Yeah, absolutely. The mystery and all that, everything that you just said can kind of fizzle within a relationship, and you have to continue to work at it. You have to continue to be creative. You have to continue to add those ideas into the relationship. If not, it can be stagnant. And some people say, well, you're a different person than when I met you. Well, of course, when I met you, I was really trying to impress you. And guess what? Now I'm not trying to impress you.
Right.
So you have to continue to try to impress. And one of those ways is to be creative. What can I do? It can be the little things, and it can be just, kind of some shock value of, hey, look, right now we're flying out to Vegas and we're going to go catch a show. I've already bought the tickets and we're going, that kind of surprise,
That's awesome.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, so, women love that, a man with a plan and just doing something, figuring it all out, figuring it out, all the details, and then surprising her with it. They love that. You're totally right.
We get a plan to be spontaneous.
We got a plan.
That's what we
got
to do.
We just got through saying, don't plan what you're going to say. But make plans for your sweetheart.
Well, I will tell you, and one of the things, the fundamentals that I teach in my class is that you don't have to necessarily plan every single
aspect
of it, every fine detail. What you do want to do is be prepared, and that is, here's some of the ideas that I have, and to kind of go with the flow. Let's say that plan A doesn't work. Well, you've got a backup plan, you've got other ideas, and you're flexible and willing to kind of just go with the flow. But not to just, get in the car. So what do you want to do?
Yeah.
What do you want to do tonight?
No kidding.
No, have a plan. But if that doesn't work, then find something else. There's other options. And to be prepared versus planning all of the details. Be prepared.
So what can you teach us? What can you teach all of us as far as some of the fundamentals of improv? Some of the things that you teach at your corporate classes and with your public events, what are some of the things that we can learn that will help us to be better able to handle those first-time interactions?
Absolutely. There's a concept, a fundamental in improvisation, and it's universal. All improv classes teach this, and that's a concept called yes and. And yes and is the idea of saying yes and accepting your partner's ideas and adding information.
So give us an example.
So let's say you say, hey, let's go to McDonald's. And I say, oh, that sounds great. And what we should do is to take them food and let's go to a park.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
That'd be great. And let's swing on the swing sets. Right. So now we are creating something rather than, okay, let's go to McDonald's. Or, nah, I don't want to go to McDonald's. And insert any idea here. Sorry, I'm not plugging.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
But, the idea is accepting your partner's ideas and adding information and contributing to that.
Oh, I love that.
Rather than
saying no
and blocking it. As an example, I was just walking home with my daughter. She's 7 years old. And we were walking home from a friend's house the other night. And she says, Dad, can I ride on your shoulders? And my first reaction was, no, I'm tired.
And it's hot.
And it's hot. And then I remembered, I have to remind myself, it is something you have to remind yourself because human nature is to say no. We've grown up with parents, no, 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 all the time. And by the way, no means no sometimes. So I just want to throw that out there.
Some parents have to say it sometimes.
But in this situation, what was it hurting?
Right.
So I had to remind myself, say yes. So I threw her up on my shoulders and then she was laughing. We're creating a memory. And I added more by saying, hey, do you want to run? Do you want to race each other? Of course, that just made her giggle because she's on my shoulders and I'm racing her. Which means if I win, she wins,
Right.
But just that kind of saying yes to things. Yes opens doors, no closes them off. And especially when people are trying to be creative, throwing out ideas and making, and in the dating
life. An attempt. They're really trying.
I'm being vulnerable by sharing ideas. I'm opening myself up and I'm being vulnerable. For you to say no all of a sudden closes me off to those, what ideas can we do and so forth.
I love that
yes and,
because what that does is it doesn't stop me from being myself and saying, but I don't really want to sit in McDonald's and eat,
Right.
But you can still accept that they want to connect with you and then turn it into a memory. I love that.
Right.
That's awesome.
My wife would be like, McDonald's, yes, and then you're going to take me to a nice restaurant.
Yes, I'd love to go to McDonald's and I'll watch you eat.
Exactly. What I'm saying.
Watch the cholesterol and then if you'll take me to,
Right.
No, for some people, I think that's difficult to carry on a conversation, kind of like what we're having here, where it's fluid, it's going, it's moving. I say something and then it's,
why do people get quiet?
Well, it's because either they're trying to think of what to say and they're not listening.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're not using that and part of the conversation. In other words, add new information that we may not already know. All right. So the yes and is not necessarily a quote unquote, yes, and I'm going to say this, but then yes, and you're going to say that. You know, I mean, it's nothing like that. It's the idea, it's accepting the idea and going along with the idea and adding new information that we may not already know. And that contributes to great conversations that you don't feel like, well, now we're at a lull, what do I say?
Yeah. You know, I see that. I could see as a single person, you can almost test yourself whether you're listening. If they're talking and you can't go yes and in your brain, even though you say it out loud, you're not listening. So
wait, what did you say?
Yeah, right. You know, women accuse us guys of that all the time, right?
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. Yeah, if you're kind of adding new information that you don't already know, then you are contributing to the conversation.
Absolutely. And that's nice because nobody likes a monologue when they're talking with another person.
Right. So. And that's another fundamental that we teach for the onstage presentation of it that I do believe carries over into relationships and just general conversation. And that is, period. Say what you need to say. Stop talking. You've inspired your partner for them to say something. Let them talk.
Yep. Absolutely. I was talking on an earlier episode that if you're having to catch your breath while you're talking too much. Because people do that. You talk. And anytime you do that, you need to shut up for a minute because they might want to say something too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And there's some body language that you can read into that, you know, hey, you're talking too long, or I've got something to say, but you keep talking. Why are you not? I guess I'll just sit here and listen.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. If you get interrupted too many times, you just shut down. And then the guy's like, how come she's not talking? Well, that's why.
And it's important to pay attention to that body language. If you can see them leaning forward like they want to say something, give them that period. Stop and let them say something. That's great. Right. I love that. Right.
Absolutely. So I think we should hold them on to the next segment.
So we're going to keep Jeff for segment 4 as well.
Fine.
You're fine.
And do something really crazy.
And that's do right.
Amazing. So we're going to do backflips during the break.
We'll be right back.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
The power of attraction is your birthright. It will guide you to choose the colors, textures, and styles that are right for you. We invite you to visually communicate who you are. When how you look outside resonates with what is inside you, something powerful happens. As a single, it can help you be attractive to the right person. It isn't only for the few. It is available to you at balancedattraction.com.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
You are listening to The Single Show, presented by Events and Adventures. For more information about Events and Adventures, simply visit our website at eventsandadventures.com and find out everything that we have to offer. Now, back to The Single Show.
Welcome back to segment 4 of The Single Show, What Singles Hear. And we're so excited to finish up here with Jeff Rawls from Jesters, and he was talking with us while we were away about some really exciting points that we're excited to bring to you and to make. So go ahead, take it away, Jeff.
Well, we were talking about taking risks and gaining confidence in the choices that you make. And one of the challenges that I even give to myself is to go to a new restaurant where you've never been and actually don't even look at the menu. Challenge the server to bring you an item that will, first of all, bring you back, that will satisfy you. It may not, you know, don't bring me the most expensive item. Don't bring me, you know, your favorite. Bring me an item that I, that will bring me back. And if I were to do a review on any of the review sites, you know, that you're going to get a good review. And if you do it right, you know, I'll tip you and, you know, you'll be happy. So, and I got to tell you, I've probably done it a good 20, 25 times and I've never, ever been dissatisfied with the food that has been brought.
Now, what was interesting about that when we were talking about this before we came back to you was that he's talking about us going into a restaurant and doing that. And I'm realizing I must have some control issues because I'm thinking, am I really going to just let him bring me anything? And so then he was talking about how that relates to dating. Go ahead and share some of what you're talking about.
Well, yeah. I mean, first of all, you're stepping out there, taking a huge risk, which, of course, in the dating world, you're stepping out there and taking risks with putting yourself out there and being vulnerable. But when you are being vulnerable, you start to gain the confidence, especially when you start having that success. Somebody brings you that meal. It's a great meal. It's like, hey, I can do this. It is, you know, it's great. Likewise, you know, hey, you put yourself out there. You do get into a successful relationship for whatever period of time. You know, you're vulnerable and there's success.
Absolutely. So. Well, I think there's a couple things on that that I would stress for people that are going to try this. I'm going to try it. I think it's awesome.
I'm going to try it. It sounds like a great idea.
The two things I would caution you with is you don't want to sound like a food critic when you do it. Right. You want to do it. Like you do this on your first date with a gal. Okay, if you go to a relatively nice place, you do that. But you want to be positive about it and have fun with it. Don't be all critical. Right. And then when that food comes there, you better like it. Because if you go all snobby on it and the woman's sitting there, she's going to be like, oh, what a jerk. You know, he asked and surprised me and then he's going to give him a hard time.
Right.
You kind of give up your ability to say it's crap.
Right.
So just have fun with it. And that's the adventure part, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And that vulnerability is so fun, Jeff, because I was thinking about that and I'm like, what do I have to lose? You know, why not try this? Why not be adventurous? Be a little vulnerable. And so then when you translate that into dating, you know, really what do we have to lose? You know, if you're going to meet somebody new and let yourself put yourself out there, you've really helped me to realize that one of the challenges is I've spoken to hundreds of singles at various events. One of the things I've realized is that we've been vulnerable, we've been hurt, and like our counselor, Bob Stone, said last week, we close up because we're trying to protect from getting hurt again. So help us understand how to open up and be vulnerable. What are some of the things we can do?
Well, first of all, just being yourself. I think that a lot of people are afraid to be themselves. If you think about when are you your most comfortable? Let's say you're just hanging out with your friends. You've got, you know, your best friend and a couple of others that, you know, when we get together, we have such a great time. We're laughing. We're having a great time. And, oh, you had to have been there. You know, those kinds of moments. Who are those people? How are you acting with that? And then duplicate that.
Oh, that's
a
great idea.
Be open to, you know, removing that wall, kind of that that security wall, like, I'm meeting you for the first time, handshake, you know, that kind of barrier. Remove that. Be yourself. Have that kind of fun. Have that kind of laughter like you would with your friends. And I think you'll be surprised at how quickly the walls of the bonds of trust start to develop.
Yeah, because everybody wants to be in that kind of relationship. So if you're creating that kind of relationship, they're going to want to be a part of it. So
right. I do an exercise where I say, all right, new people, everybody meet, you don't know each other, greet each other. Now, and usually it's, you know, the extended handshakes and they fold their arms and they close off and, you know, it's very, very guarded.
Right.
And then let's do it a different way. Now you guys know each other, you guys trust each other, you guys like each other, you admire each other. You just haven't seen each other in a while. Go. And all of a sudden, people are hugging, and they don't know each other. They're hugging. They're really opening up. There's laughter. They're open. They're not closed off. There's even touching. And
you gave them permission.
Right.
And they need to give themselves permission.
Right. So I do think that, there's certain things to guard, but for the most part, be open and be willing. Be willing to fail. In my classes, failure is an option. Trying is mandatory. You have to at least try it. You might just fail. You might just, try something and like, oh, that was awful. I'll never be do that French accent ever again, but at least you're trying and you're giving it 100% commitment, and you just might fail at it, but you never know until you try.
Yep.
You never know.
Your yes lives in the land of no, someone told me.
Oh, I love that. Yeah,
I think that's true. Absolutely. You've got to get through that to get to the other end of it. I think we're almost done with the show. We do have our challenges we're going to give you. And thank you, Jeff, sure, for being here. You were just the best guest ever, man. We love you.
Oh, we love you.
Hopefully we can have you on.
I win.
He's awesome.
Absolutely. So, my challenge for you this week is to pay attention to your voice in your normal, everyday conversations and make sure that you're modulating your voice, how it's acting on other people. And then to just make sure you're talking to everybody you can, wherever you're at, practicing your smile, and just that first minute of contact. And that way it'll be there for you when you need it most.
I have a book of quotes for my my challenge, and it says, you can tell what kind of a day you're going to have by the direction the corners of your lips are turned. If it's up, you're going to have a good day. If it's down, you're probably not. So I want you to practice smiling. Try to be open, like Jeff has said. Try smiling just on purpose and think happy thoughts, like Peter Pan says. You're not going to fly, right? But you are going to fly through some of the other challenges that would otherwise bring you down. It'll release endorphins and make you much happier. I think, Jeff, you had a challenge for them.
The challenge is to go to a restaurant you've never been to. And to order, let the wait staff order for you. And they can't tell you what it is until the plate comes out. Obviously, if you have any allergies, let them know that.
Right.
That gets real fun on your date.
Alrighty, I guess we're done.
Yeah. Thanks so much.
And we'll see you next time on The Single Show.
Thank you for listening this week. The Single Show can be heard every Friday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Pacific Time. That's 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. And for more information about events and adventures, please visit eventsandadventures.com. We'll see you next week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.